Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's Heart. Bringing us back, Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. Good music there. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You know, I was talking about those channels in the previous segment. That's one of our channels. It's one of the ways we connect with you is through our newsletter, which we've been publishing since 1999. Haven't missed a week since then. And also we, you know, I'm on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. I'm on Facebook at Jim Blasingame. So we got all that going. So use this old baby boomer as an example. If I can do it, you can do it. Let's talk a little bit about the economy. You know, it's this month marks the beginning of the recovery, the end of the recession. The technical end of the recession, of the Great Recession, was ended, you know, basically in June 2 years ago. So here it is 2 years later, and the U.S. economy is still struggling, isn't it? And I mean, I know there are people out there, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. There's good signs out there. There are people who are doing well out there. But overall, from a macro standpoint, this economy, the residual causes of the downturn have yet to be absorbed. One of those is the housing situation. We got excessive inventory. Some people predict that prices are going to continue to go down. We have not done all of the foreclosures that need to be done. Those foreclosures, for whatever reason, have been postponed, and so we haven't until we take our medicine, folks. Until we eat our peas, as the president says, you know, we're not going to heal. You can't start healing until you get rid of the rotten part. And so consequently, GDP for 2011 is actually tracking slower. Gross domestic product in the U.S., the macro number, is really tracking at a slower pace in 2011 than it did in 2010. And that's what's got some folks worried. It's what makes some economists concerned that you know, we might be going the wrong way. We still have our head above water. We're still in the positive growth territory, but it's going the wrong way. But some of the gains we had from last year are being eroded somewhat this year. So we've periodically, over the last couple of years, we've asked you from the polling of our website, on our website, what you think about the economy. We ask you about your experience in the economy, and so we did that this last week. What are you seeing out there right now? Here's the question we ask. Based on your small business right now, which of the following closely fits the economic conditions that you're experiencing? The first choice was up. Our business is good. Well, that was chosen by only about 11%. Just a little more than 10% of our respondents said that business was up and that it was really good. We took this same poll a couple of months ago, and this is pretty close to what that response was back then. The different kind of question, a little bit of a different question, but the top number, the most positive number, was somewhere in the low teens percentages from the last time we took it. The middle question, flat. We're doing okay, but growth is slow. In other words, we're hanging in there, but we're not doing as much as we'd like. That was the big group, and they came in at 65% of our sample. Over 6 out of 10 said that they were doing okay, but the growth was slow. The last option, which is down, we're barely holding on. These are the people who are still haven't figured it out. Either haven't figured it out or they're in an industry that's just really having a hard time right now, like the housing industry. And they admitted, that group admitted, that option was chosen by almost 25% of our respondents. So with almost, we've got, you could look at it a couple of ways. You could look at it as 2/3 say that their business is growing. Or you could look at it as that 90% say that their growth is either slow or no growth. So depending on how you want to look at that, it's unfortunate, you know, that we're at this condition 2 years after the end of the recession. It's clear now that the U.S. economy is not going to grow until small business owners are able to grow. Folks, remember this: in years past, the major corporations, the international companies, were getting 40% of their business from overseas, 60% from the U.S. Today, that number has inverted. It's 60% overseas, 40% in the U.S. So their growth, those companies can do well on Wall Street, and their stocks can do well on Wall Street, and the economy, which is what we're seeing right now, and the economy still be having a hard time. So one thing is for sure, if the U.S. economy is going to recover, it's going to depend upon you and me, small business owners. We're going to have to be the ones to pull this out. And we could use a little help from some folks in Washington, couldn't we? Maybe just to get out of our way. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Keep working hard, small business owners. America, the world needs you.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.